Welcome to this new week of broadcasts here on Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. I'm Dave Ball, and in the studio with me today is our host, Chuck Bentley. And Chuck, welcome to a new week of Money Life.
Well, I'm always glad to be here, Dave. We've got a wonderful week lined up for our listeners, and welcome to our listeners. I know that many of you listen to every single program, and we're always glad to have you on this journey.
Well, today we'll be talking with Brandon Pope, and he is a senior investment advisor for a large wealth management firm. He and his wife, Maria, and their three children live in the Dallas area, and I know you'll enjoy hearing from him in just a few minutes. But before Brandon comes, Chuck, one of the things that we observed over the last 18 months is that many people are unprepared. Not only are they not investing, but they are completely unprepared to handle even the smallest unexpected expense because they had no margin. And Chuck, recently you had an opportunity to share with your kids about how to be prepared for unexpected expenses.
Well, Dave, we had a wonderful time with my son who's at Fort Benning, Georgia. He enlisted after college in boot camp, and so he's been really going through it. We've been isolated from him for 10 weeks, and it was family week. Dave, and it also happened to be his birthday. So we were able to go down as a family to be with Todd and to see him on a Saturday and a Sunday. And during that time, because it was his birthday and we hadn't seen him, we went out to eat for every meal, and he had invited some guests to be with us and some of his friends that wanted to come along and didn't have family there. And we found ourselves spending way over budget practically on every single meal. And Ann and I both noticed that we were spending a lot. In fact, we said to Todd, what haven't you eaten that you really want to eat? And he said, Dad, I've had to eat in 3 minutes for 10 weeks. Could we go to a steakhouse and just have a long steak dinner? And I said, you got it. So we went, and I don't spend $18 or $20 a plate when we go out to eat as a family, but we did that day. And we were coming home, and I both looked at each other and said, wasn't that wonderful? Mm. We were prepared. And I thought, what great joy it was to just be able to do it. We really went way off budget, but we loved every minute of it, Dave. And my 11-year-old was in the car, and he said, are y'all talking about spending too much money? And we said, no, we're talking about the joy that we've lived in such a way that we could spend money when it was time to spend money. We needed to do that, and we're so blessed that we were prepared to do it. And it gave us great joy to be living God's way, denying ourselves at other times, so we would be prepared at the right time to invest in our children.
Well, thanks, Chuck, for that story. And coming up in just a moment, our guest today, Brandon Pope. You're listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries, and we'll be right back.
Want to learn how to make and manage money God's way, but you don't have time to read a book or participate in a Bible study? Then check out The Journey to True Financial Freedom, a live seminar presented by Crown Financial Ministries. It's fast-paced and life-changing. Invest just one day of your time in a Journey to True Financial Freedom seminar, and you can learn God's financial principles and practical ways to apply them for a lifetime. A trained instructor will teach you how to set priorities, develop a spending plan, eliminate debt, and more. You'll gain a deeper understanding of stewardship and faithfulness. If you're interested in attending a Journey to True Financial Freedom seminar, go to crown.org to find one in your area, or call 1-800-722-1976 and ask one of our friendly consultants to locate one for you. That's 800-722-1976 or online at crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and I'm so pleased to introduce you to Brandon Pope. Brandon, welcome to Money Life.
Thanks for having me here.
Great to have you today. Brandon, you are a senior investment advisor. You've been giving wealth management advice for a lot of years, so we get to pick your brain today. Thanks for being available.
Happy to be here.
I got to know you because you've written your first book. You've shared your life message, in effect, of what God's done in your life through your new book called Spiritual Lessons from Wall Street. But first, Brandon, I want to talk to you about the economy. The economy has been on everyone's mind for the last 18 months or more. It's suddenly become a pretty frightening time. What's it like being an investment advisor, a wealth advisor, during a recession like this?
Well, I must admit, it's quite frightening as well being an advisor. So even though the economy and what's going on has been frightening the past 12, 18 months. Being an advisor in that period of time is also frightening. But I think what is comforting is that most of the individuals out in the public and most of the individuals that I work with are at least coming to me looking for that advice. And they're beginning to ask me questions of meaning and purpose. And so, you know, when you've built wealth or when you've set aside wealth and you're asking an advisor like me what to do with that wealth, and then that wealth perhaps slips through your fingers or slips through your hands, they come back and say, hey, wait a second, what does this mean? Why is this happening? And so I'm beginning to get asked questions that I didn't get asked before, and that is not only, you know, how can I make this back and how's the economy going and, you know, tell me about this recession, how long is it going to be, but they're saying, hey, you know, perhaps I got caught up in wealth and perhaps I was looking at it, you know, in a different way than I am now. And so help me think through what this wealth means to me and my family. So it's frightening, but at the same time, I think it's, you know, it's encouraging, at least from my vantage point, folks are beginning to look a little differently at their wealth and what it means, you know, for themselves.
You know, Brandon, it seems like you've gone through this transformation in time to help other people who are experiencing loss, because it's something we've had to get used to, isn't it, that people weren't used to actually losing money in the market, and then there was this big loss, and now people are coming and able to ask you, what's going on here? And it seems like your spiritual transformation was in time, because it all happened prior to the recession, didn't it?
Oh, it absolutely did. I mean, I've been in the business about 20 years, and I must say that about 20 or maybe 19 of those years was just spent really fueling that pursuit and fueling greed and fueling wealth, you know, being on Wall Street and being with, you know, with those sorts of clients. But I think my transformation allowed me to look internally and say, hey, wait a second, before I can truly advise individuals in thinking about not only their wealth, but their spiritual wealth, I need to make a change myself. And so that's really what happened. You know, the summer of 2007, I really went through a phase or a transition where I began to, you know, hold a mirror up to myself and say, hey, if I'm going to have this faith, I need to live it. And I need to live it not only on Sunday, but, you know, 5 days a week, you know, 24/7. And that means getting in that office and dealing with those individuals and helping them truly think through what's important in their life. And if I can speak it and I'm living it, it's much easier to advise when you're truly believing it and you're living it. And so that is, yeah, absolutely right.
Well, we're going to talk more about your personal testimony and your personal journey later on, but I want to talk to you about the economy, because we have a rare privilege of getting to talk to somebody who truly works among the mega wealthy, and you know what's going on in the economy from a macro and a level that your clients are providing you information. But I'm concerned about the erosion of the very bedrock of our value in this country, which is our home value. Yeah. Deutsche Bank recently predicted that half the mortgages in America are likely to be underwater in 2 years. Now, we know that may not happen, and I for one certainly hope it doesn't happen. But what does that mean in terms of our economic outlook? If half the people who have a mortgage are going to be underwater, doesn't it mean we're going to be in deep trouble, Brandon?
You know, it does. I think that is certainly something we're concerned about. We should be concerned about as consumers and as Americans, because you're absolutely right. I think that that asset on a balance sheet, those homes, is what we truly have as, you know, as that bedrock, as you've said. And for those mortgages to be creeping up above their fair market value, that's frightening, quite frankly. It's very frightening. And I believe individuals are starting to look at that upside downness and then retrenching and looking at themselves and saying, do I really need this mortgage? But I think what your point is, or what your question is that going to delay this recession? Is that going to extend it further? You know, a third of our GDP is housing. You know, another third of that is manufacturing. And so with these declines in housing, that is going to extend this recession quite a bit, you know, adding to 2010. But I think at the same time, those home values tend to be our best investment. And so I think that those that are in those homes, to the extent that that makes sense on their balance sheet and they can afford those mortgages, they might want to continue to have that, if not pay it down.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know that Congress has pumped a lot of money into the system and is highly controversial whether or not that's been good or bad. Mm-hmm. I have my own opinion about it, but I'm wondering what you think it's going to do for the economy long term. I'm concerned about inflation, even the possibility of hyperinflation. So from your perspective, what do you think is going to happen in terms of the bailout plan? You know, is it going to actually help us, or is it going to come back and bite us?
Well, it's too soon to tell. And I think that the range of opinion is very, very wide on that topic. But in terms of the government spending, and I must take you back to the fall of 2008, because I firmly believe that the initiatives that they took were needed. It really bailed out a financial system that was in true trouble. And that trouble was built on credit and too much credit in the hands of folks that didn't need credit. And so I think the spending in the latter part of 08 was very needed. It stabilized that system. Now, the continued spending in 2009 and the impact it could have going forward, that's a concern, because once you turn a spigot on, many times it's hard to turn off, and be that monetary policy, be that fiscal policy. Once these initiatives and these programs get moving, it's hard to turn it off. Now, inflation for the next 12 or 18 months, more than likely we're not going to see. So that spending will not spur that. But at some point, we would hope that the economy would begin to pick up and inflation would begin to rise. But at the same time, there's a lot of money out there. There's a lot of dollars being spent by the government. And that is going to, you know, end up with inflation. And that is going to end up being a point in time in the future, 2011, perhaps 2012, where we're going to really test the government and test the monetary policy folks if, in fact, they can turn that off. Because I think what happens is once you start getting it, you want more of it. And we just have to be real careful about that. And so it's not sustainable. It will be our detriment. But inflation is around the corner, but for the foreseeable future, probably not.
So do you make adjustments now, Brandon, to prepare for that? And if so, how do you advise clients to be prepared for inflation? And I know that's asking you a lot, and I'm going to give you a minute to think about that because we got to take a break. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back with more from Brandon Pope.
The price of higher education has skyrocketed. According to a recent Gallup survey, families spend almost $15,000 per student per year of college, and many students often spend years just trying to decide which degree they need to pursue. Wouldn't it be better to help your child figure out what they need to study before they arrive on campus? You can, with the Career Direct Complete Guidance System from Crown Financial Ministries. Unlike other assessments that only examine one or two areas of career selection, Career Direct analyzes personality, interests, skills, and values. Your child can use it to explore career options and find the one God has uniquely gifted them for. Over 150,000 people of all ages have benefited from Career Direct. Check it out at careerdirectonline.org and get a free personality ID profile. That's careerdirectonline.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. Today, our guest is Brandon Pope. Brandon is a professional investment advisor who has specialized in global wealth management. Brandon, we left off talking about hedging against inflation. As you know, our late co-founder, Larry Burkett, wrote about a coming economic earthquake back in 1991, and many people continue to write us to this day and ask, what do I do to be prepared in the event the wheels were to come off? And we've talked about that on this program many, many times. But the overarching concern is the possibility that the government is going to just endlessly pump money, print money into the system, and inflation and or double-digit inflation, hyperinflation, is going to be this unstoppable freight train. If that scenario were to play out, what's the best way to be prepared for that?
Well, first of all, that's a tough question. And I'm glad you asked it because, again, I believe that inflation in the near term is not a big concern, but we do have a big threat of inflation long term. And in preparing for inflation, I think that there's a number of things we can do. And it may be simple and it may seem simplistic, but I think if we're in a period of rising costs, we just got to make sure that we focus on the true needs that we have at the household and that we ensure that those needs are truly those needs. Because if healthcare costs rise, food costs rise, housing costs rise, we need to make sure that we have a real good control of our budget. We need to make sure that we have a real good feel for the spending at our own household. Now, in terms of investment assets for inflation and what would do well and not do well, again, it's pretty interesting. A nice balance of stocks and bonds tend to do pretty well. If you go back to high inflation years, you'll find a nice combination of stocks and bonds, be it 50% stock, 60% stock, tends to do pretty well. So it's defensive, but yet does pretty good in a period of time like that. But again, I keep coming back to inflation as spurned by spending, you know, on behalf of the government and the monetary policy. And hopefully our leaders are going to be able to turn that off in such a time and a fashion where we won't get caught up in that. But it's very, very possible. It could be there.
Mm-hmm. Well, Brandon, you've gone through this time when people who are professionals on Wall Street have been really labeled as greedy, as simply there as profiteers, people who maybe even been responsible for bringing this economy to its knees. How have you seen that from an insider's perspective?
You know, I think it's good and bad. I think there's a lot of truth in what you've said in terms of the Wall Street environment being quite greedy and quite selfish. But at the same time, I think many times we need to look at ourselves, and we need to look at ourselves as consumers and Americans who might demand the kinds of things that Wall Street provides and produces. And so, you know, what I find about this particular 12 to 18 month environment is, at least for me, and I think a lot of my colleagues on Wall Street, we have recognized that fueling that demand or continuing to shove down the throats of Americans products that they don't need probably isn't a good idea. You know, and I would even state it even strongly, it is not a good idea.
Right? It's not something we want to repeat.
No, not at all. And I think it's incumbent upon us to recognize, you know, what we do, how we do it, and the impact that it could have, and that we need to look a little bit further out at the implications of what we might be producing for the consumer to just make sure that that is truly something that they need versus want.
Sure. Brandon, don't you think there was a time when we all sort of came to our senses? I mean, mm-hmm. We realized that we were living on assumptions that everything was always going to go up and to mm-hmm. the right, and suddenly that got pulled out from under us. And as you were saying earlier, we're really returning to a time when investors are just looking for good, strong companies that produce value. And that portfolio historically has done well, right?
Absolutely. For me, and again, for my investors and my clientele, and I think for the general public, we're beginning to recognize that all good things must come to an end, particularly when you have assumptions and made assumptions that build into continued euphoria. And in investing, that's the case. There's ups and downs. There's always going to be companies that do well and do poorly. But I think that the credit crisis that came in and the lack of credit that showed up in 2008 was truly what instigated a lot of the pain and the suffering. But I keep coming back and taking my clients back to just good old-fashioned investing. And that is, in the long term, what we need to do is, to the extent that we have assets that we've set aside that we haven't chosen to give, that those assets are invested properly, and those assets are invested in good quality companies that are well-run, that produce a good product. And if we continue to focus our investing that way, it's going to win in the end. It's going to win. It's going to win for our families. It's going to win for those consumers.
Well, let me ask you a couple of questions while I have the opportunity to pick your brain. Is it time to get back into funding your 401k? That's a common question here. What's your take on that, Brian?
Absolutely, it's time. It is time to invest in, again, quality companies, companies that you know and love, those that you may be using yourself. So that could be companies like an Apple, for example, or an iPod, or very strong companies like that are out there. They continue to be strong companies. And so when you look at your 401k plan, if you've set assets aside or you've set cash aside, I think it's time, because if you're looking 2, 3, and 5 years out, which is when you should be looking if you're in 401k plans investing in stocks, I think this is an opportune time, right on the edge of hopefully a turnaround in our economy. And I think you're going to have some very good opportunities out there to invest in.
What about gold, Brandon? I have my own opinion about gold. We've talked about gold a lot, but what do you think? Are you advising people to get in gold or out of gold?
We aren't advising either, okay. Quite frankly. We did get that question quite a bit last year. We got a little bit of it the first part of this year, but gold, in our mind, is not an appropriate asset for most of us. I mean, first of all, one, how do you store it? Two, how do you spend it? You know, it's pretty expensive to do that. It's kind of an inflation hedge. And again, for the next 12, 18 months, we don't see inflation being a big issue. So gold is a really interesting investment, and not many people invested in it, quite frankly. But you think that we do, but we don't.
Well, that's a very interesting take. And Brandon, the reason I wanted to get you on the air is so that we could talk about your new book, Spiritual Lessons from Wall Street. And I'm going to ask you to come back tomorrow and let's talk about your testimony, what God's done in your life, and some of the content of your new book. Will you do that with us?
I will. Thanks very much.
You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you that in 10 short weeks you could decrease your debt, increase your savings, and strengthen your relationships while growing spiritually? Sound too good to be true? Well, all of these results are being reported by thousands who have completed the Biblical Financial Study from Crown Financial Ministries. This 10-week study teaches you more than practical principles about managing money. It focuses on the life-changing truth of God's Word. Individuals are being transformed as they learn proven biblical principles and how to apply them to their finances. To find a biblical financial study group in your area, go online to the My Crown section of crown.org. And if there's not a Crown 10-week biblical financial study already planned in your area, consider starting one. To find out how, call 1-800-722-1976 or visit crown.org.
Welcome back to this final segment of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. And Chuck, I look forward to Brandon being with us again tomorrow on Money Life. But let's take a moment before we close and just kind of wrap this one up. He talked a lot about good investment, wise investment principles. And really, those have been around for thousands of years in God's Word.
You know, Dave, you said it succinctly. God has told us in His Word exactly the things that we need to know to be wise with all of our investments. As I listen to Brandon, who has had a career at doing this, and he is very wise, very capable, very knowledgeable, it still comes back to doing the right things that God said were good for us. The Lord said to diversify. We learned that from Solomon in Ecclesiastes 11, and it's still good advice today. It doesn't go out of style. It's still good to know the conditions of your flocks. It's still good to avoid hasty speculation. It's still good to avoid blind leaps of faith and taking risks that have no basis in reality. And so many people threw caution to the wind and got caught up in the thinking of this world where, as Brandon said, they thought there'd be no tomorrow. And suddenly it caught up with people. And it has served to remind us to reset our thinking on going back to things that we can rely on. And that's God's principles. Above all things on earth, I believe as Christians, we are privileged to have God's truth, His Word, and to be able to apply it and to rely upon it in our daily financial decisions. To me, Dave, that's why I get so excited about what we do here at Crown, because people can apply God's Word every single day. Every decision they make, they can apply His truth and watch how valid and sound and reliable it really is. Follow His ways and you will be well taken care of. I do want to mention to all of our listeners that a day that we've been waiting for a long time is finally here. In fact, I got a call from my sister who listens to this program and she said, I want to be the very first person to order the God Provides short film learning experience. And I've already placed my order. And so I hope I've been first. And I said, well, I don't know if you're first, but you have blessed me knowing that you want to use it. And she said, I'm going to show it in our church. I'm going to get a small group together. I'm going to go to my pastor and we're going to introduce this. And I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you for working on this. And it was a sweet, sweet moment for me. But I want our listeners to know that's not just for my sister. As excited as I am about that, it's for all of you. It's now available. I hope you'll order the series and become a champion of this message that God does provide.
Well, if you would like to pre-order a copy of God Provides, the short film learning experience, you can do that at crown.org and just click on the God Provides banner on the homepage. Well, for Chuck Bentley and the entire staff here at Crown Financial Ministries, this is Dave Ball saying thanks for joining us for this edition of Money Life.